In John 5, verse 39, he said, search the scriptures. Now, he's referring to in scriptures, he's talking about the Old Testament. He said, you search the scriptures because they are they that testify of me. God gave a written word, the most credible documents in all of the world and all of history. God gave to bear witness of his son, the truth of his son, that he is God's son. Not only that. In John 8 and verse 14, if you take these seven and just study them, from the back of the Bible to the end of the Bible, the beginning to the end, you see a line of testimony to who God's Son is. Authority. Not only those that I've mentioned, but in John 8, 14, he was a witness of himself. And he is the embodiment of truth. Not only that, John chapter 15 and verse 26, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that he would send, he would be a witness of Jesus. Not only that, but in that next passage, there's the disciples who were eyewitnesses of him. They would also be witnesses of him. That's seven witnesses. That is a number many times selected as being complete or perfect. Over and over and over and over and over and over again, he says, here is the answer to by what authority I do these things, by what authority I teach these things. It is not myself, but it's my Father who sent me, and he's laid all this down in the Old Testament, and you should have known. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, said, all authority, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And then he would share with them the portion that he was to give to them. But look how they applied it. Never do they do anything of their own feelings, of their own ingenuity. It is by his word that they do everything they do. Here they are. It's just after the preaching of the gospel, opening up the kingdom in Acts 2. Well, now we're in Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, and there's Peter and John, and there's that man with that crippling disease. And they say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Do not glorify us at all. Those emblems, those signs that are up there about glorifying the Lord, it's all about authority. I'll show you that in just a moment. Peter would shake in his boots and his shoes and his sandals if that man gave him any glory for what just happened. Because he knew what happens when you take glory away from God. It's not about us. It's not our message, it's not our ministry, it's not our mission. It's all about him, none of us at all. He sent them out to do the mission that he sent them to do.